XPO, this is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hi, I received a phone call from you all about a delivery of a stove range tomorrow. It just your call came in not too long ago, and I think there's been a mix-up in the date and the time. So, I have a case number. It's a delivery for Best Buy.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
All right. So the new case number that I have is 260-447-183.
Thank you. Let me pull that up for us.
Now, you're the delivery folks, is that right?
Delivery and install.
Good. Where are you located?
Me personally?
Well, no, the people who are going to deliver it.
Oh, well, I mean, XPO, we're a pretty universal company, so we're almost everywhere. The techs generally drive to the store, so wherever your store location is, that's where they'll be coming from.
Well, my guess is they'll be coming from the warehouse, not the store. The store doesn't even have the stove to look at it. I'm just curious because this has been like the sixth attempt for a stove delivery of this stove that was ordered on October 3rd. So, but we've never had XBO do it. I mean, some of the deliveries have been the people that were going to deliver the stove were like 50 miles away. So I was just curious as to where the closest one to our location is.
Let me see. Is this the Molly Niven?
Molly Niven, Molly.
And the address I'm showing is 99 Raptor Point Road.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
Let me
when I
see.
made, when I talked to them, let's see, I'm looking for the date. On April 5th, they said they were going to deliver it on April 27th. I said I was not available. So we scheduled it for April 28th, not tomorrow, but Wednesday in the morning between 7 and 1. And I got this phone call that said you would be here tomorrow when I'm not here in the morning.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So I could be here in the afternoon, but I'm here scheduled to be here all day on Wednesday. So I don't know if they would be able to switch their morning and afternoon deliveries. I mean, that's a little unusual. Usually people like to have it in the morning.
Let me see.
Where are you located?
Oh, me personally, I'm in Canada.
You're in Canada? Where apart?
I'm in Toronto, Upper Toronto.
Oh, have you ever been to Algonquin National Park?
I have. Oh, it's so
Provincial
beautiful.
Park. Provincial Park. I happen to have spent about 6 summers there.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
awesome. Yeah, they're oh, it's
Been to every
gorgeous.
lake in that park. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, I really don't have the ability to change that time frame. I will go ahead and notify my management team that we need tomorrow to see if they can go ahead and put that on board for tomorrow morning.
We don't want it tomorrow morning. We'd like it
Oh.
tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I meant the 28th. I don't have the ability to change the window.
Oh, for tomorrow. Can you move it till the 28th? You probably can't. I mean, I know that they're totally booked all the way out.
I'm gonna try to move it to the 28th that morning. I really can't take it off route at this time because there's a whole bunch of people on that route. So if I move you, it's going to affect everyone else. And so I'm going to go ahead and notify the management team of what happened. That Best Buy informed you they would schedule for the 28th. It accidentally got put on for tomorrow, and see if we can go ahead and get that scheduled for tomorrow. I'm sorry, the 28th for the morning.
Okay, and so I probably won't hear from them until in the morning, and they'll call me directly? Or what? How does it work?
Well, once they remove it from the route, which is what I'm asking them to do, I'll be able to schedule it for the 28th, that morning shift. If they notify me that I can go ahead and do that, I'll be the one reaching out to you. If not, a member from our management team will reach out to you to advise you of what's being done.
So you're removing us from tomorrow morning?
I don't have the ability to, and that's why I'm asking them to do it. Once they do that, I'll be able to move it. And if I don't contact you back, then a member from our management team will to advise you of what's being done. But I don't have
the
ability to take it off.
What's the time frame for that?
Tomorrow, it's 9 to 11.
They would contact us. They said they were going to call. They said in the message tonight that it would be delivered between 9 and 11. And so I could be here after noon. But they said they would call a half an hour before they come. So, you can understand the frustration that I might have with Best Buy and this whole process. So, considering this is the sixth attempt to deliver this stove. Okay. So, what should I expect and when?
Yes, ma'am. So I just sent that over to my management team. I escalated it. That way they can take a look at it. If they notify me that it's been removed, I can reschedule. I'll reach out to you and let you know that I've rescheduled it and we're all set. If they have to do it manually on their end, they'll reach out to you to advise you of what's happening. So we're aiming
for the
20th.
And so they'll get back to me tonight or in the morning after I've already left? Or?
I'm sending it over right now. If the routing team is still active, because they're still giving pre-calls, it may be tonight, but I wouldn't be able to guarantee it.
Right. Right. All right. I guess that's what we'll do.
Yes, ma'am. And did you have any questions for me at this time?
No, but you've requested either a delivery date for tomorrow afternoon or anytime on Wednesday, the 28th. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I requested either tomorrow afternoon or anytime on the 28th.
Okay. Clearly some people I've talked to didn't get it. So hopefully you sound like a wonderful, intelligent, thoughtful person. Very kind, and I thank you very much, and I'll keep my fingers crossed that maybe somebody's there, and I'll hear from you tonight.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I hope so as well. I'm here until around 10 or 11, so if they notify me, I'll reach out to you ASAP.
Great. And tell me again your name.
My name is Shelley.
Shelley. All right, Shelley. Thank you so very much. You have a lovely evening, and I so hope that I hear from you tonight. Thanks.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling XPO. I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.